We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath, and while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. We will now impress information for your benefit, programming your ability to remember, control, and use your dreams. Dream Control Step 1. To practice remembering a dream, you will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, you will mentally tell yourself, "I want to remember a dream, and I am going to remember a dream." You will then go to sleep from level 1. You will awaken during the night or in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream. Have paper and pencil ready to write it down. When you are satisfied that Dream Control Step 1 is responding, then start with Dream Control Step 2, to practice remembering dreams. You will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, mentally tell yourself, "I want to remember my dreams, and I am going to remember my dreams." You will then go to sleep from level 1. You will awaken several times during the night and in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream. Have paper and a pencil ready to write them down. When you are satisfied that Dream Control Step 2 is responding, then start with Dream Control Step 3. Dream Control Step 3. To practice generating a dream that you can remember, understand, and use for problem solving. You will enter level 1 with the 3-2-1 method. Once at level 1, mentally tell yourself, "I want to have a dream that will contain information to solve the problem I have in mind." State the problem and add, I will have such a dream. Remember it and understand it. You will then go to sleep from level one. You may awaken during the night with a vivid recollection of the desired dream. Or you may awaken in the morning with a vivid recollection of such a dream. You will have this dream, remember it, and understand it. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones, physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help, physically and mentally. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5. You will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
Now you have programmed yourself to solve the problem at the deepest, most powerful level of your mind. Not only that, but you have instructed your subjective intelligence to present the dream in a form that will be quickly understandable to you. Dreams are a powerful mind control tool that can help you enormously. For centuries, the importance of dreams has been recognized by people of genius. Throughout the Bible, for instance, there are stories of answers and insights revealed through dreams. Albert Einstein, Niels Bohr, and Wolfgang Pauli, pioneers of modern science, have used their dreams creatively, as did Lewis Carroll, the author of Alice in Wonderland. Once you have mastered the techniques of the Silva method, you can also begin using these powers of your mind that might have otherwise remained dormant.
I'd like to help you learn another way to use the hidden dimension of your mind to solve problems and to make your life easier. It's called the glass of water technique. The glass of water technique is used to discover answers to difficult questions or to reveal solutions to specific problems. It's so simple that at first you may find it hard to believe in, but millions of Silva graduates have used it with near miraculous effects. In this relaxation exercise, we'll program the glass of water technique to work for you. Here's how to do it. Before going to bed at night, fill a glass with water. Then close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and drink half of the water. While you're drinking, mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to solve the problem I have in mind." Unlike dream programming, you don't have to go into the problem beyond a very brief description. You might say, "The problem I'm having with my friend," or "The problem with my neighbor." You don't need to go to your alpha level for this technique. You'll generate enough alpha as you close your eyes and turn them slightly upward. After drinking half the water, put the glass beside your bed, cover it, and go to sleep. Very often the answer you're seeking will come to you in a dream during the night. If you find the answer in this way, mentally give thanks as you drink the rest of the water in the morning. If you did not receive the answer, drink the rest of the water. Again, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying, "This is all I need to do to solve the problem I have in mind." The answer may come when you're at your alpha level during the day, or it may reveal itself in a sudden flash of insight, or you may meet just the right person who has the knowledge you're after. Many graduates use the glass of water technique when they have a challenging task to perform, or to help them make the correct decisions in dealing with people close to them. How does it work? That's a good question. But so far, researchers have been unable to agree on the answer, despite the fact that variations of the glass of water technique have been known for a very long time. In Greek mythology, for example, the god Hermes was the guardian of many secret practices. One of his teachings in regard to reaching goals or attaining solutions was to hold a glass of wine in your hands, mentally picture the solution within the wine, and then drink the wine. Today, academically trained, objectively oriented psychologists believe that when you drink the water with your eyes closed, the mind shifts into a state of alertness. Your mind becomes more alert in order to determine what is happening, what's being ingested by the body. This makes your mind more open to effective programming and motivates it to keep searching for the sought-after information regardless of whether you're awake or asleep. Actually, a psychic affinity has always existed between human beings and water. There are thousands of people in America who can locate underground water just by walking with a forked stick held out in front of them. Somehow, they can feel the water supply through the stick. When you can explain how this dowsing is done, you will probably be closer to understanding the glass of water technique as well. Here's another suggestion for making the technique even more effective. Put a few drops of lemon juice in your glass of water. Then hold the glass with the fingertips of both hands, keeping the fingertips spread slightly apart. The effect of this is to make the water a better conductor of energy because of the acid quality of the lemon juice. This is exactly how the old type of storage battery worked. Your fingers project that energy, called psychotronic energy, the energy of consciousness used in mental programming. By holding the glass in two hands with the fingertips separated, less energy is short-circuited back to the fingers, and more of it is projected into the water. The glass of water technique is especially useful for personal, people-related problems. It can provide dramatically enhanced insight to help you get along better with everyone in your life. Now we'll begin a conditioning exercise to program the glass of water technique into your mental computer. Laura will guide you through the exercise.
We will start this exercise with the 3-2-1 method. Find a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 3 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 times. Take another deep breath. And while exhaling, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 times. You are now at level 1, the basic plane level that you are learning to use for a purpose, any purpose you desire. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper. and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. Take a few moments now to visualize some peaceful scene that you have witnessed. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. We will now impress new information for your benefit, programming the glass of water technique, a formula type technique that you can use for problem solving. At night, just before retiring, get a glass and fill it with water. While drinking about one half of the water, close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." Then put the remaining half glass of water by your bedside and go to sleep. Upon awakening in the morning, drink the remaining water, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." With this programming, you may awaken during the night or in the morning with a vivid recollection of a dream that contains information you may use for solving the problem. Or, during the day, you may have a flash of insight that contains information you may use for solving the problem. I will now count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, I will cause a sound with my fingers. At that time, you will visualize yourself in your own home to go through a problem-solving cycle. 1, 2, 3. Visualize yourself in your own home. It is night, and you are ready to go to sleep. Select any problem you would like to solve. Now mentally fill a glass with water. While you are mentally drinking about half of the water, close your eyes, turn them slightly upward, and mentally say to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind." Now mentally put the remaining half glass of water beside your bed. Now mentally get into bed and go to sleep. I will stop talking to you. When you hear my voice next, it will be morning. Relax. It is now morning. You are now mentally awake and getting up from your bed. Mentally drink the remaining half glass of water, closing your eyes, turning them slightly upward, and mentally saying to yourself, "This is all I need to do to find the solution to the problem I have in mind, and this is so." With this formula, there is no need to use the 3-2-1 method to enter level 1. You will enter level 1 automatically as you close your eyes and turn them slightly upward while drinking the water. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help any human being who needs help physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to harm any human being. If this be your intention, you will not be able to function at these levels of the mind. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.